Dance Network's The Bartender is a podcast where your host, Liberty Kogan, speaks with top-tier professionals and enthusiasts in the dance industry. You can hear past episodes anytime at thebartender.tv. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, and Google Play.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. Isn't there a theme song?
Yeah. From the top, a 5, 6, 7, 8.
God, I hope I get it. I hope I get it. How many people does he need?
How many people does he need?
Hey there, dancers. My name is Liberty Kogan, and I am on, how do you say, a quest for the most inspiring, interesting, and stimulating dance stories out there. So pull up a stool, grab a cocktail, and settle in for another episode of Dance Network's Bartender. Today's guest has a plethora of accomplishments and has made himself known on an international scale as a choreographer, master instructor, and a Latin dance judge. Lyric Cruz has worked on several well-known projects in film, television, music videos, and live performances, including Jane the Virgin, American Idol, Lip Sync Battle, Debbie Allen's Hot Chocolate Nutcracker, and the Special Olympics opening ceremonies. Lyric also choreographed for Derek Barry of RuPaul's Drag Race Christmas Party video, giving Britney Spears a run for her money, as well as last year's dance feature film Shine. I can't wait to hear how the Puerto Rican Prince of Salsa has built his amazing career. So, Lyric, welcome to Bartender.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it is our pleasure. And Lyric, so you're currently in Los Angeles, off the road, it sounds like. And so is it nice to have a little bit of a break?
Well, you know, this year I didn't have much of a break, but not complaining at all.
Yes.
You know, as you know how it works in our industry, I'm just, I don't like to say blessed, but definitely fortunate to be able to wake up every day. Even while everyone was on vacation, I was still in rehearsals and working, but happy doing it.
Yeah. All right. So, Lyric, it just turned 2017 and the holidays just wrapped up. And I want to talk about your work on Derek Barry's Christmas Party video because it is fabulous. And
thank you.
I love Derek Barry. So how did you get involved with that project?
Well, the director of the project, Adrian Anchondo, he's had great success with parody videos that he's been doing on his YouTube channel for the past few years.
Okay.
And, you know, where even Ellen has featured one of his parody videos. So, you know, it just happened to be that he's the brother of a good friend of mine that moved here from the East Coast. And, you know, he just asked me if I was interested in working on this project with him. And, you know, for me, anything that that can tease me creatively in a different way,
mm-hmm.
I'm so open to do. And, you know, and I'm happy I did it because it was honestly probably one of the funnest projects I did this entire year.
Oh, it had to be. Just watching that video, you can tell how much fun you guys must have had behind the scenes. And I don't know how you didn't crack up every 5 seconds on set.
Oh, we did. You just don't see it.
So for those of you that don't know, Derek Barry was a contestant on last season of RuPaul's Drag Race, and he is most well-known for looking spot on, I mean, exactly like Britney Spears. I mean, he is gorgeous. His body is ridiculous. So, Lyric, had you ever worked with Derek before?
I haven't worked with Derek particularly before, but I have worked with many of the drag artists from RuPaul's Drag Race for various seasons.
Who else? So, who else have you worked with that we might know?
I've worked with Manila Luzon. I've worked with Jessica Wilde. I just did a project for Marc Jacobs, which featured a huge icon in the trans community, which is Candace Kane.
Okay.
And Detox was part of that video. Milk, Alyssa Edwards.
Yes.
Manila. So, you know, it was a big all-star cast that we just did this project for Marc Jacobs.
Oh, that's so cool. I think I might have seen that on your Instagram. Was it, were they all singing Big Spender?
Yeah, we did a rendition to Big Spender.
Nice.
And all the artists were wearing Marc Jacobs' new line for Spring Summer 2017.
That is so awesome. Well, they looked fierce in that video. I can tell you that. And Lyric, you were also recently featured as a choreographer at Broadway at the W.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about what that is?
Yeah, well, Broadway at the W is an idea and a production team that started in New York with several Broadway stars featuring Debbie Allen's daughter, Vivian Nixon, who was one of the associate producers on it.
Okay.
Makia Cox, who was a huge Broadway star and also a huge actress here in Hollywood. Daniel Woods, who is part of the original Hamilton cast, is also one of the producers of this show. And what they did is that they wanted to bring a touch of Broadway to Hollywood.
Yeah.
You know, so what they did is that with the live musicians and live singers, which, you know, probably 75% of the cast came from New York, they chose 8 choreographers to feature in the showcase. And fortunately, I was one of the chosen ones.
Oh, wow. That's so cool.
Yeah, it was such a great experience. And we did it at the W Hotel here in Hollywood. And I think it really, you know, it just brought a different vibe and that great musical theater feel from New York City.
Yeah.
To Hollywood.
Have you done a lot of musical theater choreography in the past?
Well, it was my original passion. That's what led me to dance.
Oh, okay.
Was musical theater. But unfortunately, I didn't get the gift of voice as I got the gift in my feet. You know, so that kind of limited my Broadway stint. But I have been able to assist on a lot of musical theater projects. And now, you know, more comfortably, yes, being able to work on production.
Yeah. Is one of your goals or one of your dreams to choreograph a Broadway show?
Yes. And in particular, you know, I would definitely love to work on a show like In the Heights. You know,
yes, I love that show.
You know, something along those lines.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have like a dream show that you would love to choreograph? Something that's already been done, but you would love to, you know, restage it and re-envision it?
Yes, and it would either be West Side Story or A Chorus Line.
Both great choices. Two of my favorites for sure. I'm obsessed with Chorus Line. And so Lyric, you're from Chicago, and I read somewhere that you're from Puerto Rico by way of Chicago. And like you mentioned earlier, you grew up in a Puerto Rican neighborhood, and dance was a large part of your culture and a large part of your life growing up. So was there one person or one specific thing that really pushed you into dance? And like you said earlier, too, that musical theater was your first passion. So what inspired you to really pursue it professionally?
You know, I have to really give credit to my entire community. You know, I am one of those kids that was raised by a village.
Yeah.
You know, my mother was, you know, for the most part, was a single mother with the three of us. You know, she gave us all the love for music without even knowing that that's what she was doing,
right.
You know, and growing up in Chicago, which is such a musical influenced city, you know, we grew up with so much house music. We grew up with hip hop. We grew up with Latin music. It was never more one of the other,
right.
You know, it was always equally the same. So, you know, growing up with all of these rhythms, I always found comfort in it. And then in my community, there was just so many programs and so many mentors that I found in music in my community that kind of saw that I had that that love for it at such a young age and really took me under their wings, you know. So it's several people that are really responsible for leading me into this world.
Yeah. And you mentioned earlier, and I, you know, I was reading as well, that you started your own dance company when you were 17. How did you do that?
Because I was a very brave and fearless kid who had no clue what he was doing,
Perfect. That's what you have to be.
Yeah. You know, it was just at that point, I had already danced with several youth companies.
Yeah.
This was during the senior year, while I was at my senior year at the Performing Arts High School of Chicago. And I just felt that I had all this creativity boiling up in me that I needed to put out there. And I just followed the footsteps of my mentors, which were starting youth dance companies with kids from the community,
yeah.
You know, which was the first dance companies I were in. And so I just created my own. And, you know, I had a few friends in the neighborhood who, you know, we were all club dancers and we were, you know, block party dancers and we were all the Sweet 15 bar mitzvah dancers.
Yes,
you know, so.
yes.
So, you know, I grabbed what we were back then, the cream of the crop of the neighborhood. And, I put us together. Some parents were, you know, I was very fortunate that a lot of their parents believed that I was a good choreographer already.
Right.
Which, you know, far from, I just had a lot of good ideas, you know, back then. But, you know, they really supported my effort in wanting to do this. And then the community really got involved and, you know, and it was a great run. You know, what started off as a very local, you know, community dance group, you know, ended up becoming an international touring company.
Oh, wow. So is the company still in existence today?
No, I had the company for 14 years before I folded it.
That's amazing.
And I folded it just due to, again, I was 17 and I don't regret that was my rite of passage, you know, to the industry. But when I got into my late 20s, I wanted for the first time in my life to just focus on myself.
Yeah.
And not try to build the career of me and 12 other dancers.
Exactly. I totally get that.
You know, so, but it was the best prep that I could have ever gotten for this industry. I could say school is important, but no school or university was going to teach me what I learned.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm definitely of the school of thought now where, especially if you want to be an artist, college is not the right path for everybody. And sometimes you're just better off just right after high school, just jumping into it. And a lot of people have a lot more success that way.
Yeah. You know, definitely it's a calling.
Yes.
It is a calling.
Last call. Haven't had enough of the bartender? Head to thebartender.tv to hear more episodes and get your drink on.
Hey guys, this is Megan Alexander. You may have seen me on Inside Edition or CBS Thursday Night Football or in the upcoming feature film, Heartbeats. I'm hanging out with Liberty next Sunday on Dance Network's Bartender.
If music is the universal language of life, then dance is the passion. But as we looked around the world, we couldn't find one place where all that passion of dance was being represented. So leaders from across the industry have now come together to form the Dance Network, to bring everything dance to the world. We're the Dance Network.
Join the movement. Sign up now for free at dancenetwork.tv.
I'm chatting with Lyric Cruz this week on Dance Network's Bartender. So let's get back to it. You've done a lot of work also in the Latin dance field. So how did you get involved in that world?
So what happened with Latin dance and how I found that platform, you know, when I was about 20 years old, there was a big conference coming to Chicago called the International World Salsa Congress.
Okay.
Which this idea had already started in Puerto Rico, but it had featured salsa dancers from around the world.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
So when it came to Chicago, they were holding auditions for Chicago dance companies. And, you know, without me fully having the knowledge of what it was, you know, anything that came to Chicago, we took advantage of, you know, and we auditioned and we got into the first showcase. After that first year, we got invited, you know, to be able to be part of the production in Puerto Rico. It was invite only. You couldn't sign up or you couldn't audition. They just invited the dance companies that they wanted.
Okay.
We got invited right after our first Chicago show. And after that Puerto Rico experience, which was just probably 6 months after, is that I got booked on the world tour.
Wow. And so it was a tour, a world tour of, was it like a specific show? Was it training? What kind of tour was it?
Okay, the way that the World Salsa Congress tour is set up, it's, you know, it's probably 10 master instructors and their dance company.
Oh, I see.
So we would go and do master, you know, we would go on, you know, throughout weekends, and we would do master classes during the day. Then we would do, you know, each dance company will showcase their pieces, you know, in one production.
Okay.
So, you know, and then we would do a leg in Asia, we would do a leg in Europe, we would do a leg in Latin America, and then the leg in the U.S.
Oh, that must have been incredible.
Yeah, I did it for 13 years.
Oh, my gosh, 13 years. That is amazing.
Yeah.
And when, I mean, obviously you do so many other things too. You're a choreographer, you're an artistic director. When you were on that tour, or I guess maybe after you ended, did you know at the time that you wanted to pursue a lot of different things, not only in Latin dance, but in other aspects as well?
Well, what happened with Latin dance, the reason why I rode that wave is because, you know, being a Puerto Rican kid from Chicago, I'm not just a Latin, I'm an alpha Puerto Rican, so I'm like super proud of where I come from and the music of my country.
Yes.
So being able to find a platform where I was a young voice to a new generation of Latin kids was something that meant a lot to me to be able to do. Again, especially being a kid that grew up in the heart of the community, and that the community molded so much of the person that I was, it was my perfect platform to give back.
Yeah.
You know, and I realized that right away. And being able to, at 21, become an ambassador of Latin dance around the world, representing Chicago and Puerto Rico, that was, you know, it was something that I was just so in love with, being able to sit in that seat.
Yeah.
You know, so I did it for as long as I could, and as long as I loved being on the road, you know. But as the years caught up to me, you know, like, you know, I just wanted to finish living out the rest of my dreams. You know, one of your dreams as a performer and artist is to be able to see the world, you
yes.
know, and coming from very humble beginnings, I, you know, this was probably the only way that I was going to be able to see the world.
Yeah.
You know, and then I was granted the opportunity, you know, so I did it and I saw it, you know, and now, you know, just like anyone in any career, you know, you get to different stages and then you just need to feed yourself in different ways.
Yeah. So after coming off the tour, what happened from there? Where did you go?
So that's when I had to really sit with myself and say, okay, what happens now?
Okay, you know, now, because, what next? Yeah.
Because the only world that you know now was being on the road.
Right.
You know? So there was no normalcy. I didn't have an agent. I didn't have anything. So, you know, once I got back to Chicago, I said, I'm going to go to New York. And I just, you know, I want to live in New York for a bit again and just see what I can do there. You know, and I got to accomplish a few things that I really wanted in New York, but it still wasn't enough. And then I thought I was going to come to peace with possibly not dancing anymore, you know, still working in entertainment, but just not on stage. But before I came to full peace with that, I wanted to give my try in Hollywood, which
yeah.
I never did, you know, until my early 30s.
So before you made the decision to go to Hollywood, Why do you think you had those thoughts that, oh, maybe I don't really want to do this anymore? Did something trigger that?
Well, I think just what happens to many artists in any field, you know, I think that, you know, in retrospect, you look at this amazing career that you have and you've been given, but yet you don't feel fulfilled.
Yeah.
You know, because it just comes to that age where I wasn't 22 anymore. I, you know, and yet I've lived this incredible career, but yet I came back to an empty home, so to say, you know?
Yeah.
And then I realized how much I missed out on my family, on my nephew, on just regular things that, you know, some people say, well, no, I wish I had your life. Well,
right.
You know, we all wish we had a bit of each other's life.
The grass is always greener. Yes.
Yes. Yes. You know, so it was more in a search of some normalcy.
Yeah.
After living the gypsy life for so long.
Yeah. Okay. So you made the move out to Hollywood. And did you know when you got there, like what exactly you wanted to pursue, or were you kind of open to anything?
Well, more than anything, I was convinced that I wanted to work as an A&R for a record label.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah. Or work in artist development. It's something that, you know, I knew that I can do, and something that I'm really also very passionate about. I love working with new artists who are on the rise, and you know, people that you can see that they're going to be, that they are promising stars in the making,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So I was really focused there, but I think I thought like that because I was intimidated by Holly.
Yeah, it's scary.
I was very intimidated, and you know, even though I came here and I thought, well, you know, I'm showing up to Hollywood with 15 years of a resume. You know, I'm ready for my phone to be off the hook.
Right, right.
And everybody's gonna want me because I'm there. You know, until I realized that my phone was not ringing.
Is this thing working? Is this thing on?
Listen, and you know, as many times as I refreshed my emails, there weren't any new emails coming in. You know, for the first time, I felt a little defeated.
Yeah.
You know? But, you know, it was all part of my process. And clearly now I understand why it had to happen like that.
Of course. Yeah. Well, and you've gone on to form these incredible relationships. I mean, I read so much and saw that you've done so much work with the amazing Debbie Allen. How did you come upon meeting her and working with her?
Well, talk about a dream come true.
Yeah.
You know, like this, you know, this woman is the epitome of dance. She
yes.
is the mother of dance.
Yes.
The, world,
the mother of dance. Know? I love it.
And it all happened, you know, I have one of my childhood best friends is the very famous actress Gina Rodriguez, who is on Jane on Jane the Virgin.
I know. She is ridiculous and so gorgeous. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And, you know, and which that is my sister. You know, that is my sister. We know each other since we were 9 years old.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, funny enough, you know, Gina left Chicago to go to New York, and I left Chicago to go to New York. She left New York to come to LA. I left New York to come to LA.
Mm.
So we've always been there for each other. And, you know, this huge thing happens for her finally where she gets her show,
yeah,
which is Jane the Virgin. Debbie Allen happens to direct one of the episodes.
Okay,
her.
Okay.
So then Debbie just calls her one day and is like, I'm looking, you know, Gina, I'm looking for a salsa instructor for a private party in my home. And Gina's like, well, my brother, he's the one. You got to call my brother. He's a salsa dancer. You know, this is what he does.
Yeah.
So, you know, one day Gina just calls me. And mind you, I still hadn't had an agent. So I'm still in my very defeated mentality.
Right, right.
And, you know, Gina calls me. She's like, listen, I'm on set, but Debbie Allen's going to call you. She's going to book you for a lesson at her home. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Did you freak out?
What? You know, first of all, I'm staring at my phone like, what did you just say right now? You know.
Is this a joke?
Listen, when you want to talk about surreal, like, I, you know, I'll never forget. I was in a parking lot in my car, and I'm like, did Gina just really say this shit to me right now? Is this really gonna happen,
right? Debbie Allen, yeah, sure,
you know. And legit, like 5 minutes after, the phone rings. At this point, mind you, I am sweating bullets in my car,
right? I am nervous
moving it. And you know, and she's like, hello, can I speak to Lyric? I was like, yes, who is this? You know, I'm like stuttering. And you know, she's like, well, this is Debbie Allen. And, you know, I'm just like, you know, I couldn't freak out, you know, because
right,
now
of course.
I'm talking to official Hollywood now, you know?
Yeah.
And from that moment, you know, that happened. I went. I taught the lesson at her home. you know, I got to dance salsa with Debbie Allen in her home. You know, that was again, I still can't even express what that really felt like.
Yeah.
You know, and what can I say? You know, it just from there, that was the spark of hope in that moment, even though it was just one lesson to her and her friends in her home. But I was fortunate enough that something clicked for us personally. And a few months later, she was holding a huge gala at the Wallace Annenberg in Beverly Hills here. And she was looking for a Latin choreographer for her daughter, who is also a huge Broadway star, Vivian Nixon.
Right.
And she hired me. And, you know, and this is where I knew this was the moment of truth for my career.
Yeah.
This is Debbie Allen is hiring me. Everyone who's anybody is going to be at this gala. Who else was part of this program? Misty Copeland.
Oh, wow.
So I am, again, I'm still losing it, mind you. I'm losing it this entire time. But I just knew that I had to bring out the guns blazing.
Yeah.
And everything that I've ever learned in my 20 years of dance and as a student and as a choreographer, this was going to be that pivotal moment.
Yeah, this was the moment of truth.
Yes, I either rose to the occasion and made this happen. And, you know, and in the process of that, her daughter and I became great friends. And I'll never forget something that her daughter said to me. And she said, you know, Lyric, I can't believe that with what you offer, you haven't been working here. But trust me that after this gala, my mother's going to make sure that everyone knows who you are. And you know, and I can tell you that, you know, in this town, you could get fed a lot of things from people.
Mm-hmm, a lot of BS.
Yes. And it's rare that you ever find someone who would genuinely feel like that about you.
Yeah.
Say it and actually put the action behind it.
Yeah.
You know, considering that, you know, they already know so many people here. I'm just another one who crossed paths with them. But obviously, it was meant to be more than that. And, you know, I could get a little choked up talking about it because it was something so real.
Yeah.
You know, and as Vivian said that to me, honestly, between Debbie and Gina, they did make sure that everyone knew who I was. And life has been a different story the past 4 years.
Wow. And you're still working with Debbie to this day. You teach at her
studio?
I will
work with Miss Debbie Allen.
Forever!
Still my final day. It's just a place that you don't take for granted. And now, you know, to say that I'm one of her assistants on her creative team.
Wow.
You know, that is something I could have never even wished for. Because I didn't think it was attainable.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I've been a dreamer and I've been ambitious my entire life. But there's just certain things that I was comfortable with saying, you know, that's super far-fetched, you know?
Yeah.
And yet it wasn't, you know, it wasn't. And, you know, and here I am.
Mm. Well, it's so wonderful to hear that, to hear so much backstory on this woman who is such a legend in the dance world, but is putting so much belief and so much, you know, of what she's learned into other people and really helping them kind of curating their art as well along the way. Because that's not something that she has to do, you know. She's doing it because she's a good person and because she's a genuine and authentic person. And it's so wonderful to hear that.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, likes attract likes, you know, and we're all together at this point because we all serve the same mission. You know, yes, we want to see our stuff in Hollywood. We want to see our stuff on TV just because we know that we're good enough for it. You know, we are deserving of the opportunity to put our culture on the screen, put our music on the screen, but our underlying main purpose is that we still do this to give kids of our backgrounds the thought of the possibility that this is going to happen for them if they want it.
Yeah.
You know, I want to make sure that every time I go back home to Chicago, that I talk to the kids from my grammar school, which, you know, my music teachers there were part of my foundation. And I want every Puerto Rican kid from Humboldt Park in Chicago to know that, yes, it is attainable. And yes, you could get out of this neighborhood and you can do it. And it's the same thing that Betty has done here. You know, our dance academy is, you know, is in Baldwin Hills in Crenshaw. And, you know, what, 80% of the students at the Debbie Allen Dance Academy are on scholarship.
Yeah.
You know, and we all devote our little bit of time there because that is still our main purpose. It is to really groom the next generation of us.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Lyric, hearing your story has been so incredible and so inspiring. And I want to make sure everyone knows where they can find you, where they can see what you're up to. So what are your social tags? What are your websites? Anything we need to know about?
Yes, everything is at Lyric Cruz, Lyric with a K, C-R-U-Z. That's my Facebook, my Twitter, my Instagram. And, you know, you will always find me at the Debbie Allen Dance Academy. That's where I teach and that's where I rehearse and create all the magic.
I love it. Lyric, thank you so much. This has been so incredible. And you were such an amazing guest.
Well, thank you. And thank you for the opportunity.
And that's a wrap.
Want more of your favorite dance podcast? Then subscribe to The Bartender now on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, and Google Play. New episodes premiere every Sunday on thebartender.tv and release on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, and Google Play every Tuesday. The Bartender is produced by Dance Network. So check out dancenetwork.tv to stream amazing dance content. Thanks for listening. Happy dancing and happy drinking.